all listeners, you're listening to your host, Mayank Gupta. Today, I'm going to talk about artificial intelligence. I'm pretty sure that you have heard this word many times, but what it is exactly? To understand artificial intelligence or AI, we need to go decades ago in the year 1956. John McCarthy coined the term artificial intelligence at a Dartmouth conference. He defined AI as the science and engineering of making intelligent machines. In a sense, artificial intelligence is a technique of getting to work and behave like humans. In the recent past, AI has been able to accomplish this by creating machines and robots that are being used in a wide range of fields, including healthcare, robotics, marketing, business analytics, and many more. However, many AI applications are not perceived yet, because we often tend to think of artificial intelligence as robots doing a daily course. But the truth is, AI has found its way into our daily lives. It has become so general that we don't realize that we use it all the time. For instance, have you ever wondered how Google is being able to give you such accurate search results, or how your Facebook feed always gives you content based on your interest? The answer to all these questions is artificial intelligence. Now, before I go ahead any further, let me clear a very common misconception. People often tend to think that artificial intelligence, machine learning, and deep learning are same since they have common applications. For example, Siri is an application of AI, machine learning, and deep learning. So how are these technologies related? AI is the science of getting machines to mimic the behavior of humans. Machine learning is a subset of AI that focuses on getting machines to make decisions by feeding them data. On the other hand, deep learning is a subset of machine learning that uses the concept of neural network to solve complex problems. So, to sum it up, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and deep learning are interconnected fields. Machine learning and deep learning aids AI by providing a set of algorithms and neural networks to solve data-driven problems. However, AI is not only restricted to machine learning and deep learning. It covers a vast domain of fields, including natural language processing, object detection, robotics, and so on. Now that you know what is AI, let's take a look at how artificial intelligence is used in the real world. From spotting an 8-planet solar system, which is 2500 light years away, to composing sonnets and poems, the application of AI have covered all possible domains in the market. In the finance sector, JP Morgan Chase Contract Intelligence platform uses AI, machine learning, and image recognition software to analyze legal documents and extract important data points and clauses in a matter of seconds. Now, manually, 12,000 agreements takes over 36,000 hours, but AI was able to do this in a matter of seconds. Coming to social media platforms like Facebook, AI is used for face verification, wherein machine learning and deep learning concepts are used to detect facial features and tag your friends. Another such example is Twitter's AI, which is being used to identify hate speech and terroristic languages in tweets. It makes use of machine learning, deep learning, and natural language processing to filter out offensive content. The company discovered and banned 3 lakh terroristic link accounts, 95% of which were found by non-human artificially intelligent machines. So I can go on and on about the various AI applications. Since the emergence of AI in 1950s, we have seen an exponential growth in its potential, as artificial intelligence is branching out into every aspect of our lives. Is it possible that one day AI might take our lives, and if it is possible, how long will this take? Well, it may be sooner than you think. It is estimated that AI will take over the world within the next 30 years. By then, I hope we develop some sort of teleportation machine that help us escape our very own creation. So that's all from my side. Until next time, happy learning.